Hello, my radiant beauties. I am out in the middle of the forest right now. I don't know if you can hear all the frogs and the bugs and the crickets, but it's kind of loud around me right now. And I am in my little baby tent, my little one-person or I guess two-person tent, and I'm underneath the trees, and I don't have the rain fly on, so I can see the trees, and this tent's really open, so it's just has a lot of air coming through, and most of it you can just see out of it, and I'm just relaxing and enjoying this energy of having the trees above me and feeling supported by the roots of the trees and being protected by the limbs and the branches and the leaves of the tree above me. And feeling, even though I'm here alone right now, I feel so much love and energy and support around me. Like, I'm not alone. It's pretty dark out. I mean, I can see some stars. I'm not really seeing the moon right now. But I hear all these noises of these creatures around me. And I feel a part of something so much larger. And the energy has been really up and down the last 2 days, I think, in particular. I've noticed it where I've been writing a lot on Facebook about riding the wave and just... I used to surf. I haven't surfed much lately, but just getting back into that energy of enjoying the wave and riding it, even though you can fall off the wave at some point and get tumbled around and not know which way is up, it's still enjoying the ride. Even if you get tumbled and scratched up and hit by the surfboard or scared to death that you don't know which way is up and how you're going to get out of the water. It's still that exhilaration and that passion for excitement, for action, for movement, for change. And so many of us want change in our lives. I mean, I talk to people every day. And myself, there's things that we want to change. There's things we want to change. And then when the change comes, we kind of get freaked out. Like, we're getting knocked off the wave, right? We're getting knocked down. We're not sure which way is up. And when that happens, I've found, and especially in the last couple of days, because it's been happening to me, I've been feeling up and down a lot, is you just have to, you know, like, put on your cowboy hat. Like, just ride that fucking wave and do it with style and passion and just say yes and say fuck you to everybody else and fuck yeah, I'm doing this and I'm enjoying the ride. And especially because you're probably getting what you're asking for, what you've been asking for, and you don't even realize it. And you get this influx of energy, and all of a sudden you're like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that feeling? I'm feeling anxious. And this is the feeling that a lot of people get when this energy comes into them. And they label it, or they define it as anxiety. And I really believe, and I don't like blaming anyone for anything, and I believe that everything happens for a reason, and we've all had our experiences to get us to where we are now, and there's nothing good or bad, but we've just been taught that when we get this influx of energy to call it anxiety and to try to stop it. And when we try to stop this energy, it really stops our influx of receiving. It stops our energy in manifesting. It stops us from moving forward and expanding. And it's such a, once you can really understand this and feel this, it's so powerful. I mean, you can start manifesting so much more once you embrace and understand what it feels like when that energy comes into your body, and then use that energy to help you move forward, even though your brain is telling you that this is anxiety or this is overwhelm, and you have to shut it down. If you can catch yourself doing that and really say, oh shit, this is the energy coming in that I've been asking for. This is the energy that's going to help me expand and move forward and move past my boundaries and expand past my limiting beliefs. I love this energy. I embrace it. I love you. Thank you for coming to me. Let's go on this. Let's ride this fucking huge ass wave and just put on our sexiest hot pink bikini or whatever makes you feel like a fucking surfing rock star and just go for it. So that's my idea or my tip of the day. Embrace that feeling of anxiety when it comes in you or overwhelm and really redefine it or relabel it as this energy of riding this wave and getting what you want. It's really, really fucking cool. And I still have to remind myself of that sometimes. Especially when you have this idea in your head that you want to manifest a specific thing, and it's hard for you to see the other things or the little steps that are coming in or something that you're not sure looks like what you want. So just keep embracing that energy, keep loving it, and just keep having fun riding the waves. And I'd love to hear your story about riding the waves and embracing your old idea of what anxiety feels like. So send me a message, leave me a post, leave me a comment, and let me know. I'll talk to you soon. Love to you. Bye.